So the Pine Gap facility itself, where is it exactly?
As the crow flies, yeah. About 30 k's out of town.
It's not too far.
It's not too far. It's a nice 25-minute commute with no traffic.
Beautiful. And is the town living, is it pretty spread out, or is
the
everyone
town
pretty...
itself is yep. fairly condensed. You're 5 minutes from it anyway, so if you're running late, you shouldn't be. But yep. you're really late if you're running late.
And compared to the other remote stations, Exmouth and Geraldton, you guys are a lot bigger. You have a lot more. How many staff have you got on?
We run shifts of a minimum of 8, so 4 of them.
So you get to work with lots of different people?
Yes.
Excellent.
There's plenty of overtime at the moment, so we get to rotate through all the shifts. So it's a nice little community we have. We all get along.
Yep. So you've been here for 11 years?
11 years.
And still really enjoying it?
Yes. I think it's great. I've had a lot of opportunities. I've been over at Christmas Island as part of the POM response team. I'm a capo. I'm also one of the remote pilots here. I also am the local promise coordinator. So
you got your hands full with a few different things.
A few different hats.
So if someone comes here and they're looking to do courses or, you know, expand their repertoire, mm-hmm. there's that opportunity?
Yeah, a lot of the time there is a good opportunity to get onto a course, and you're always backed by the IRC. It's just a matter of staffing levels if we get to go.
And you guys have got so much space out here mm-hmm. Compared to other places. And you were talking about the drones. Yep. I heard you're going to be doing pretty much all the courses from here.
Yes. We seem to be the... we want to market ourselves as a centre of excellence for...
Centre of excellence. There you go.
Yeah, well, we've got the space... Pardon me. We have the space here. And yep. we also have... no restrictions upon us, really. We can fly...
That's handy.
Yeah. We can fly as high and as far as we want within our area, just because it is a closed airspace.
And if you make mistakes...
there's not much to crash into. Except for the wildlife, who some of the birds like to attack.
Yeah, right. Nice. If someone was coming over fresh, say off a recruit course, or maybe they've worked, you know, in larger places... And coming to Pine Gap, what's some of the advice you'd give them?
I guess be open-minded.
Yep.
Even if you're coming here straight off recruit course and you weren't sure, and you get here and you really start finding that you'd miss home or you miss the choices. If you come here and you don't find any choices, or the lack of choice regarding shopping or living arrangements or just being remote... within the AFP, be open-minded. There's always opportunities. You get to travel interstate to do the courses. You get to meet other people who come here to help out when we need to get a big surge on, if we've got protests, and we have people come from all the other stations to help out. Just be open-minded.
Yeah, be open-minded and give it a bit of time as well.
Yeah, always give it time. And the people here will always help you. If you're finding yourself down, just ask for help. I've done mental health first aid course through NT Police. They invited me. I'm a volunteer firefighter, so through that I got onto the course with the NT Police. And, talk to people. If you're feeling down, talk. Mm. And then everyone will help out. That's the great opportunity of being in a small, remote place, is that people will look after you.
And they've probably as well experienced, some down times, and they can help you pull through because they've been there.
Yeah, and everyone's got their ideas. You listen to everyone and then you make your own path.
That sounds pretty good to me. Hmm. So to sum it up, what would be, say, your most appealing aspect of living in Alice Springs and working at the Pine Gap facility?
I guess it's the work-life balance, 12-hour shifts. You condense it into a very small amount of time, and then you've got heaps of time to spend with family. That's what I've enjoyed the most over the last 11 years.
Yep. So work, you're basically working half a month, aren't you?
Yeah.
Even though some days may drag, some the 12 do. Hours, but...
12 hours is always 12 hours. Some of it feels like it takes forever, but...
By the end of it, you've got your 4 days off in a row, which...
4 to 5 days off in a row is...
Not a lot of jobs can give you that, can they?
No. I'm envious. A lot of my friends are very envious.